The top 1% of podcasters use this secret formula to grow and monetize their shows within 3 to 6 months.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, I'm Ty Gaucher.
And I'm Anthony Wineri.
And in this episode, you'll discover the common logic that stops most podcasters from having real breakthroughs with their show.
A simple mindset shift that helped one of our clients who'd been stuck podcasting for 7 years at 4,000 monthly downloads, 7x her audience in just 1 year.
And finally, you'll see why some podcasters achieve in months what others cannot achieve in years, using the exact same level of effort. Welcome back to another Monday episode where we dive deep and explore the hidden reasons why your podcast isn't growing or monetizing as fast as you like, and address the uncomfortable truth around what's really holding you back from taking your show to that next level. Maybe that last part resonated with you. If you feel like you've been working very hard on your podcast for a long time, you know, producing episodes consistently, having great recording sessions, putting serious work into the promotion of guests and your episodes, but you see other podcasters who seem to put in less effort growing faster than you.
It's maddening, isn't it? You're following the advice, ticking all the boxes, staying again consistent, but for whatever reasons, the actual results you're getting from the podcast doesn't seem to match.
Look, if you feel that way, it's because it's true. It is happening. There are podcasters that work seemingly less than others and get way further with the same amount of effort or even potentially less effort. So if you've been feeling this way or noticing this, or really even just internally, not compared to any other show, if you feel like you've been working very hard and not really reaping the rewards with your show, we're going to break down a simple mathematical formula today that explains why most podcasters struggle and how a small shift in this equation can skyrocket your results, really, really skyrocket your results, while requiring less effort. And this sounds like too good to be true, or, you know, probably just really, really overhyped. But honestly, it's a very, very hard-hitting and easy-to-understand equation that we really want to share with you today to help you get way more out of your podcast.
So look, this is the flawed equation that most podcasters live by. That kind of just caps their growth. And if you're currently operating under this equation, it means that your growth is likely capped as well. So the formula is this: consistency plus more time equals podcast growth. Now this seems logical, right? If you work harder and work longer, you should get better results with your podcast. But this is kind of the foundation that we hear most gurus shout out, like, you know, the grind mentality, the productivity advice. Consistency, time, you'll get the results. Surely you're gonna get the results. But the brutal truth is, when it comes to podcast growth, this equation is actually fundamentally flawed. Now, why is that, Tyke?
Firstly, and again, we're going with the maths here, in this equation, effort and time are just added together. So there's a natural ceiling, right? So if you double your effort, you might see a small increase in results. And if you double your time, but either way, you're trapped in linear growth, right? Because there's a natural ceiling to how far you can get. Time, you can't really change. And consistency, you know, you can't really do more than double your consistency, you know? Like if you're releasing one episode a week or even two episodes a week and you do that consistently, you can't really up your consistency much more than that. You know, maybe you can get to twice a week or three times a week, and maybe you can do two social media posts to promote each episode instead of one. But again, there's a very quick ceiling you'll hit with increasing your consistency, right? And this equation also doesn't factor in direction, right? And obviously, if you're running in the completely wrong direction and being consistent on the wrong things or the wrong actions and allowing time to elapse with a show that is not optimized for growth, then you'll never reach your destination.
And to top it all off, Tyke, I think what most people don't realize and most podcasters miss this part is, if you do that for a long enough period of time, i.e. you're consistent, you invest 2-3 years to your show, you kind of have a podcast that eventually plateaus under this current equation, which is what so many podcasts experience, which is they've been consistent with it. They've spent 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, some even 5+ years on the podcast, but then they've been plateaued at a certain benchmark or growth point, i.e. 500 monthly downloads, 1,000, it could be various, you know, points where you hit this plateau. And then they're stuck there for like 6 months, a year, some even 2 years without the show growing further, even though they are investing more time and being consistent. If you have experienced that, this is us bringing this to your awareness that you've already been doing that. You've seen the results of this equation. And if the show has plateaued, then of course, fundamentally, the equation itself that you've been functioning under doesn't drive the results you maybe originally thought it did. If this is making sense in terms of how I'm trying to break that down, yeah?
Yeah. And to really put this in perspective here, what we're saying, a long-standing client who is a veteran podcaster comes to mind, who had an amazing show about communication. And she was fairly early to the podcasting space. She'd been doing it since around 2016. And by the time 2020, 2021 hit, she was already at around 4,000 monthly downloads, which is relatively large compared to where most people are after a few years of doing it.
And then after she had hit this 4,000 monthly download ceiling, her show started to decline year after year after year. And that's when, of course, she came seeking support and guidance because she recognized that, hey, I've been consistent with the podcast. I've invested more time, but actually I kind of capped out after year four. I hit this plateau that my show wasn't growing anymore. And the more time I invested into the podcast, the show started moving in the wrong direction. I started losing listeners, which again shows you how the equation of consistency plus time does not equal more growth. In most cases, that's not the situation. And for her, what was missing was an actual real strategy for podcast growth. And it wasn't until we made specific strategic changes that our show started to explode once more. After a year of applying these strategies, her podcast grew to over 30,000 monthly downloads, and she had generated tens of thousands of additional dollars from her podcast by again being strategic. What is the real formula people should be following and Laura followed to grow her podcast? Because the current one clearly isn't working, which is consistency plus time equals more growth. So what is the formula for exponential podcast growth?
Well, if the old one was consistency plus time equals growth, the new one, or the real formula, is consistency plus strategy multiplied by time equals growth. So the main difference here is, well, firstly, we have strategy that enters the equation before, like I said, if strategy is not in the equation, you can endlessly do it and not get anywhere, right? But also, there's a multiplier now. Strategy is multiplied by time. The culmination of how consistent you are with how good your strategy is or how much of a strategy you have is multiplied by time to get your growth. And by nature of this, there is exponential potential to that, right? And it becomes a lot more limitless.
So look, let's break down, Tiger, I guess, each of these components to make things easy, digestible, so there's no confusion around how people can apply this on their own shows. So the first part, of course, is consistency.
Ugh, consistency.
Consistency.
I got a bone to pick with consistency.
And why is that?
Well, I love consistency. I didn't really mean that. But I have a bone to pick with the way it is branded in, well, in many spaces, to be fair, but particularly in the podcasting space, people think consistency is all you need to grow. And people think it just ends with consistency. And so you get people that say, oh, I've been podcasting for years and yeah, I've never missed a week. Yeah, I always record, like things are busy, but the episodes went up and, you know, sometimes they even do miss a week. But the point is it's all centered around consistency. Now, that's great for if we're having a conversation about having a podcast or being a podcaster, right? But if we're talking about growing a podcast, consistency shouldn't be rewarded in the way that it is, honestly, online.
It should, the brand of like consistency is going to get you there, or is the thing you need is like, well, yeah, you need it, but it's kind of this baseline standard that everyone who's a quote unquote podcaster should just uphold. It's not a thing that is going to get rewarded on its own. Like, is it great that you're consistent? Yes, but that's not the standard you need in order to have a growing, thriving, monetizing podcast. It's just a baseline. And to give you a bit of context, right, it's kind of like an Olympic athlete that says, oh yeah, like I'm going to win the gold medal because I've been training really hard 3 to 4 times a week. It's like, well, yeah, no shit, you're training 3 to 4 times a week. You're an Olympic athlete. Like,
you can't even class yourself an athlete if you weren't training, you know? So like, how does that come into the conversation? Yeah, if you're talking about exercise and just having general conversation about exercise and training, then yeah, obviously how much you train or how consistently you train might come into that. If you're talking about, you know, where you're trying to go with your career or the big goals you have to compete, like that's just a minimum requirement. And if you're talking about growing a podcast, you know, forget how consistent you've been in terms of how far that's going to get you. If you weren't consistent, you know, you honestly don't even deserve to grow a podcast. And it's like me saying, I want to get in the best shape of my life and put on loads of muscle. And then saying, well, I've been really consistent with going to the gym. Yeah, but like, you know, doing what? I could be just walking on the treadmill for 20 minutes. Like, that's not going to get me anywhere, right?
And I think something that me and Ty really want to stress out is like, we hammer these points home because we've seen the insides of thousands of podcasts at this point. Like, that's not an exaggeration. Over the last 5 years, thousands of different shows. And there are incredible shows out there. And the likelihood is you have an insane podcast. You have an incredible interviews that aren't just fluff, but can make an impact to the right listeners. So for us, we want to set our standards high. We could sit here and like try to pump you up and motivate you and say, yeah, be consistent. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you should do that. But also, we just have high standards for our clients. And we also have high standards for you and your podcast. So again, elevating the standards of knowing consistency is a baseline. That's not going to help you grow your show. That's component number one, consistency. Right. Of course, you need it.
Of course. Is it meritable that you've been consistent for years or, you know, recorded 100 episodes? Of course. In terms of growing the podcast, yeah, it's not something we need to dwell on for more than a second.
So the second component is having the right strategy, right? This is where most podcasters completely miss the boat because they essentially just try to figure everything out themselves. And the truth is most podcasters don't actually have a strategy. They end up kind of just putting in a lot of effort, being consistent with time, but the show doesn't grow. And the reason you might have a strategy is because you never really got proper mentorship around how to actually grow a show. You might have looked on YouTube, looked on Google, maybe vetted through some LinkedIn posts or Facebook groups, but there's no meaningful content out there or the right coach or mentorship to make sure you're not wasting your time on the wrong things. Hey, would you like to grow beyond 5 to 10,000 monthly downloads and start generating sales from your show in the next 3 to 6 months without relying on social media, high profile guests, or word of mouth? If so, I would love to encourage you to go to the show notes, click the first link that you see, and book your free 30-minute strategy session with our team. We'll love the opportunity to help you grow and monetize your podcast way faster. With that being said, let's get back to the episode. And the reason why most people don't get a mentorship or a coach at an extremely high level, again, I'm not talking about free ChatGPT content or just someone off Fiverr or like a producer who's not actually an expert with podcast growth. I'm talking about high level coaching and mentorship from people who've done it hundreds of times. The reason why a lot of people hesitate to get that because it requires an investment, a big investment. Now, the struggle for most podcasts is this. Well, I've had this podcast for a while and it's not really growing and I haven't generated any money from it. So there's this mental block around why would I invest into this podcast that currently isn't growing or monetizing? So they kind of look at the podcast as an expense. Hey, I'm paying for a producer or I'm paying with my own time in this thing and I still haven't got a return from it a year, 2 years, 3 years in. So it gets deprioritized in terms of investing more resources into it. But as I'm talking this out loud, you can kind of see how like, this logic is a bit flawed because the podcast isn't growing because you don't have the right strategy. And you don't have the right strategy because you don't have the right mentorship. But you're not willing to invest in the mentorship to get the strategy because the podcast isn't growing.
Whereas on the other hand, in so many other situations, it's just universally understood. You know, you invest into a business knowing that later on it'll be worth it. Or you invest into the stock market knowing that in the future it will pay you back, not because it's already paying you back. Rather, that just doesn't make any sense. But with podcasts, you know, it's obviously a new thing. The path is not as well trodden and it's not as clear cut that, you know, treat it like anything else in this sense, any other business endeavor. And like you say, there is this mental block of, well, I shouldn't invest until it's going somewhere. Yeah, but actually you invest to help it go somewhere.
And that's really it, right? You know, like, you don't expect to get an ROI when you haven't invested real capital to fix an issue. So while it does sound logical, well, why would I invest in this thing when it's not working, is the complete opposite. You'd invest more to fix a problem. The logic breaks quickly when you realize that your podcast has got this massive business potential. Or the fact you don't know how to grow and monetize it is because you haven't invested in proper mentorship to get the right guidance and strategy to follow. And that's been causing all of the frustration, all of the self-doubt, all of the annoying feelings you get around the show because you've been working hard, you've been working consistent, but you've not been getting the results. But again, how can you expect to get the results when you don't have the right mentorship, the right guidance, and you don't have a proper strategy to follow? It's completely backwards. Now, again, like we mentioned for one of our clients, Laura, she recognized that she was in a very similar boat. She'd been podcasting for literally 7 years and the show started to literally die. She wasn't getting results. And for her, she started to question, hey, is it just like this passion project, this thing that I just do because I've always done it? I'm kind of like running on autopilot, wondering if this is a giant waste of time and effort. But then for her, thankfully, one day, her friend who's a business tycoon just said, hey, you know, you should probably just invest in coaching and mentorship if you really want this thing to work. So that's how Laura took the action to actually reach out to our team. We started working with her, and within a year of us working together, her show went from 4,000 monthly downloads to 30,000 monthly downloads, and she made tens of thousands of additional dollars because she invested in the right mentorship and had the right strategy to follow along the way.
To really put it into context, you know, it can take a year to learn something through trial and error and get it to a point where it might be working. And then you have all the years after to learn how to iterate when things start to go wrong or when you have dips or how to double down, and which is a whole nother thing to learn and to go through trial and error with. With a mental approach, you can learn those same things in a month and then not have to go through any trial and error when it comes to the iteration and the doubling down and, you know, all the things that come after learning.
And even the mindset.
Through you. Yeah, and the mindset. I mean, that's part of it, isn't it?
So look, the reframe here really is this, right? Mentorship shouldn't be seen as something that's expensive. It's a multiplier of your time. If you're going to invest years into the podcast, the real question isn't whether or not you can afford mentorship. It's really whether or not you can afford wasting years trying to figure out something on your own that other people have already figured out.
Some good food for thought is really to just think back and think, knowing what we've said now, if you had invested in a proven mentor, not about podcasting in generally, but about specifically growing and monetizing podcasts with a systematic process for doing this, where would your podcast be today if you did that 6 months ago? How many more downloads would you have? How much more confident would you feel in the time you're putting into the podcast? How many more clients you have, or where would your business be?
If you think about your podcast right now, your current download numbers, your engagement level, your revenue from your show, if you continue doing exactly what you're currently doing with the same trial and error approach, where will you realistically be 6 months from now? Where will you be a year from now? Do you feel like you're going to be closer to your goals and your dreams, your aspiration? Or do you feel like you'll be struggling with the exact same challenges because you didn't really know what you were doing? You were just hoping you were doing things right, but kind of walking in blind, throwing darts at the wall, blindfolded, unsure of what target you're even trying to hit. So to recap, we have component number one, which is consistency.
Which alone
doesn't really get you anywhere.
Yeah.
Number two, having the right strategy. And the way to get the right strategy and a proven format to grow your show is by finding a high-level mentorship and coaching that have a proven record of getting other people the results you're after. They've done the hard work, they've figured it out, they can get results. And we're saying this because we know, and we've experienced with our clients mentoring them, that we can get you those results. And in component number three, what's component number three?
Component number three is time. And time in the sense of, you know, an equation, time, when you talk about consistency and strategy, et cetera, time compounds, right? So we're also talking about the compound effect here. The math gets really interesting when you look at it through the compound effect. In the traditional equation, time is just time. So more hours equals more results because consistency plus time equals growth, right? So again, things are linear and there's only so far you can take it. When combined with strategy, or in this case, mentorship, time becomes a multiplier, right? And that means that every month you spend implementing the right strategies and having the right guidance, it doesn't just add to your growth, it actually multiplies it. And this is exactly how we have seen people go from 100 downloads for a year straight to 5,000 downloads within the next same year, you know, and plenty of other results like that. It's because of the compound effect. The compound effect with the right strategy, which again is completely missed from the original equation. Good strategies compound, whereas bad strategies just accumulate.
So for example, like I mentioned, the client Laura that we had was podcasting for 7 years and was stuck at 4,000 monthly downloads, but the show was actually starting to decline. That's 7 years of her time she tried to figure things out on her own. Then we got her taking massive action on the right strategy with us mentoring her through that process. Again, this is in our personalized one-on-one growth and monetization coaching program. And within a year of focused effort, she grew past 30,000 monthly downloads and has made tens of thousands of dollars from her show. She 7x'd her audience growth in a single month. So where does this leave you? Well, it kind of leaves you at a crossroad, which is carry on doing what you are with a linear approach and keep doing what you've been doing. Hope that consistency alone will eventually lead to a breakthrough, and accept that growth will just be slow and unpredictable. That's path one.
Whereas path two is, of course, implementing the exponential formula. Investing in strategy, the missing piece that can go missed for many years and lead to no results. Investing in mentorship and guidance for that strategy, which multiplies your time rather than just adding to it, and can help you achieve in months what would otherwise take years. Of course, this isn't just a better path, it's exponentially better.
So look, if you're ready to stop wasting time, feeling invisible, wondering if you should quit, chasing listeners who don't seem to care about your show, feeling embarrassed about your monthly downloads because the show isn't picking up as much traction as you know it deserves, second guessing yourself or getting bogged down on the wrong information that you might have heard on this podcast or heard by someone else online, if you're ready to stop playing this game on autopilot and being okay with status quo of just having a podcast that is just there, you're putting it out, but is not expanding, is not gaining the traction you want. And if you're ready to stop losing out on opportunities because you didn't get the help you needed to grow the show, and you're finally ready to have everything you want from the podcast, whether that's going full-time with the show, whether that's getting and attracting high-level sponsors, whether that's attracting world-class clients into your coaching business, whether that's having an automated sales system that sells a lower ticket product while you sleep, or even attracting speaking opportunities on global stages, just because that's what you want the podcast to do for you. If that's something you're ready for and you want to take that next step, go to the show notes, click the first link that you see, or visit getmorelisteners.com/growmypodcast and book a time to speak with our team on a free strategy session where we'll get clear on where you are right now, what are the current challenges and roadblocks you're facing when it comes to podcast growth, and what's blocking you from faster growth. And we'll walk you through our strategy and our mentorship and coaching program and see if we have alignment there. So that being said, go to the show notes, click the first link that you see, or visit getmorelisteners.com/growmypodcast.